Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina and Dayton, Ohio, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Dustin Hartzler. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Why, hello, and welcome to episode 74 of the Function Get Options Podcast, a reverent, fun advice show with your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver, my friend, my compatriot, my buddy, Dustin Hartzler.
Wow. Thank you for having me. It's a real honor. My mouth was wide open when the bumper was changed. That's when you know you've made it, folks. You got a bumper made specifically for you.
Yeah. Kyle, you're out. Yeah. Kyle, who?
The first 73 shows was a good run, Kyle. Yeah,
that was a warm up. That was a warm up for, just to get me back into the groove.
Absolutely.
So yeah, Kyle is on vacation during the recording of this, hence that's why you are filling in for him. And welcome to the show. Have you been here before? How many times have you been here now?
I believe this is the fourth.
This is the fourth. You are like, you have the record.
Something. We recorded a couple here in Dayton. We did one up in Northeast Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fourth.
Awesome times.
Good times. All right. So what's going on in your life? What's happening in Dayton?
So if you remember from the last time I was on here, we talked about building a house, and well, guess what? They're still building said house. They may be done in the next month or so. So just about a month or two behind schedule, just like our website client projects are always a month or two behind schedule. So I'm learning a lot of things about how the industry of tech and the industry of home building is very, very similar. So that's kind of what's going on here, but it is getting cold. So they are frantically working on the outside because it is too cold to do things outside.
I bet. Yeah. And speaking of client projects, that's what I'm stuck in the middle of right now. I'm dealing with mistakes I made on... There's a huge difference between project management and client management.
Mm.
You know, so like building a house, just things take time. And I underestimated how much art direction and how much management I'd have to guide this client in question. They don't listen to the show to my knowledge, so I'm not too worried.
Sure.
So, it is cold there. I did see your temperature. I think we were colder here this morning, though. Yesterday it was 26, 27 when I went for my run.
Awesome. It was bone chilling cold when my car wouldn't start this morning. So.
Has it snowed?
It's supposed to snow tonight.
Awesome.
Half an inch.
Wow. Yeah, we're just getting rain. It's raining all day today and tomorrow, and that's it. So nice. All right. Anything else you want to share? How the kids?
The kids are good. Let's see. They're 4.5 and 1.5. So they've moved up to the next half year increment, all kids are. You can't skip those half increments.
Right.
So yeah, they're good. They're excited about moving into a new house. We're in this weird living arrangement now, trying to wait for this house. It's all about the house, really. That's all that I can talk about because I hope the whole show is just about the process.
So
I got lots of stories.
Where are you living?
We are living with our old next door neighbors, believe it or not. So we moved out of our house. We sold it. We moved across town to a rental house from a military family. And that military family was going to be gone for almost 6 months. And we're like, that's perfect. That's the perfect window. Well, it turns out that they came back before our house was done. So then we moved back across town, moving our things with us again. And now we are in the upstairs of our old next door neighbor's house.
Is it weird?
It's a little bit weird, but it's also a little bit awesome. So think about you living with your parents or folks that are really interested in helping and keeping the kitchen clean. My wife and I, we do the cooking, and then they do all the cleanup, and which is amazing because then we put the kids to bed, and then the kitchen's already clean, and it's awesome. And then it feels like we get an extra hour of time to do things in the evening. Granted, we don't have a lot of privacy, but we have an extra hour of time to do things.
Very cool. Nice. All right. So a couple more months and you'll be out. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, hopefully by the end of the year.
Because we have a bed. I still have stuff to get done before you move into that house.
I know.
But which I am actually closer to because you saw yesterday my shelves are two-thirds done.
Two-thirds.
I have one more shelving unit to put together. I did buy them. I didn't tell you until I showed you yesterday. I got two of them up and running yesterday. So now we're less boxes in the middle of the garage. So cruising along. We'll have that done in the next week.
All right, hold you to it.
Yeah, of course you will. So on that note, we're going to move over to this.
This is the point at which we do talk about everything that's new.
So news, only one real thing to talk about. It's, of course, WordPress 5.0.
Absolutely.
That's all we have to say.
It's about WordPress 5.0.
It's all that. All 5.0 all day long. No, it's been pushed. As the time of this recording, it was supposed to be out back in April. It's supposed to be back in July, August, September.
Hey, anyway. It's kind of like my house.
Exactly. So now the latest release was originally November 19th, and it's now been pushed to November 27th.
And I believe I saw that beta 3 and 4 or 4 and 5 are coming out this week. I think it's 4 and 5 are this week.
But I thought it was going to become a release candidate 1 with 3. I know. See, who knows? It's evolving, people. If you're looking towards or forward to Gutenberg and WordPress 5.0, just keep waiting.
I think the big thing that, and I don't know if you've mentioned this on the show before or not, but is WordPress 5.0 is really WordPress 4.9.8 plus Gutenberg. Like, there's no extra features other than Gutenberg.
Right. Well, I spoke to somebody today. This is being recorded about a day or two before it comes out, and he's a core contributor. He works for one of the big hosting companies. I'll leave it at that. The only thing that may get right now, everyone's on board to push it. Till the new year, technically, a lot of people are pushing for that. And truth be told, so am I, but the only thing that may come out would be a 4.9. We're at 0.98 right now, right? Or 4.99?
I think it's 4.9.8.
Right. Okay. So 4.9.9, I've been informed that if that were to roll out, it would just, the only thing that would be different, it would support PHP 7.3.
Okay.
That's the only thing that would change. And then I guess they could, if somebody else, if it kept getting pushed, we would go to 4.910. It would just, and it happens. I mean, there's our older versions that just have that double digits at the end. It'll never right. be a, it'll be another dot. It'll just be 0.10, 0.11, 0.12, et cetera, if need sure. be. I don't see it happening. I think we could get a 9.9. If it's pushed to the new year, then I think we'll get the 9.9, and then we'll see a 5.0 in the new year.
Tons of discussion about it, and it's like, why do it right before the holidays? And like, I'm a WooCommerce support engineer, so we're all the time talking to people that don't want to change anything when holiday sales. Black Friday to Christmas is like their busiest period.
Right.
And well, quite frankly, one, you cannot update, or two, you can update and then turn on the classic editor, and your site will be exactly the same. It just has the Gutenberg features. And so I think there's a lot of hype. I don't think it's really going to affect things. I did a show on Your Website Engineer a couple of weeks ago about Gutenberg, and I honestly did the testing. I did a bunch of stuff with Gutenberg, and then I went to publish the posts on non-Gutenberg, and I was like, this is so old. I'd been using it for an hour, and all of a sudden it was like the new, latest, greatest thing. And I'm like, I can't go back to this classic editor anymore.
Right. Yeah, I remember listening to that episode today. No, I'm kidding. I'm a week behind. That's about all, though. Yeah. And I've done the same thing. I've done the testing. I'm not jumping all in yet like some people are, because I'm just waiting for it to be stable and reliable. And that's what I'm telling my clients also. All right.
I think I'm going to live on the edge, and I'm going to update Your Website Engineer and run the beta software and see what happens.
I'm not going to do that for Kitchen Sink WP. I might do it for this, for Get Options. Why not?
The worst thing could happen. All of my podcasts be deleted.
That's all.
I think I have some redundancy, so that won't happen.
Yeah, all right. Anything else in the news? I don't think so. All right. All right. Got one bit of changes to talk about here. Array Themes, Mike McAllister, his company was acquired by WP Engine. Do you remember? You've talked about it, haven't you? Because I have as well. Array Themes makes what's that called? Let me just click on the link here real quick. I can't think of it. Atomic Blocks.
Huh.
Yeah, they make Atomic Blocks, which of course it's about Gutenberg. So okay, moving on. So congratulations to WP Engine and to Mike McAllister. WP Engine's on a buying spree. Like, last year it was Liquid Web. This year it seems to be WP Engine. They bought Studio Press. They bought this. They're going to buy Kitchen Sink next week, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
I mean, why wouldn't they, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So congratulations to them. And I'm sure that's a great success story if you've ever heard one. I don't know anything about them. So I'm just kidding. Moving on. What you wearing, what you reading, what you drinking now? What you wearing, what you reading, what you drinking now? So, you want to go first on this one?
I can. Yeah. I'm absolutely excited to go first. I am wearing my WordPress t-shirt. It's really funny because I had to tell the people that we're living with that I have many WordPress t-shirts that look exactly the same. The one that I'm talking about is a dark gray or almost black shirt. It's got the big white W in. Mm-hmm. And they just kind of joke around that every time they see something with a W on, that I got that for free as part of my employment. This is 100% true. My backpack, my computer now has a W on the front. And so I had to let them know that, yes, I do change regularly, but it may look like I don't because I wear the same shirt many, many times. So that's what I'm wearing, the vintage W shirt. I'm drinking water out of my 32-ounce bottle. Probably have drank three times more than what Adam has today. Hmm. And I am reading, and it seems it's a little slower of a book for me. It's not as fast paced as what I'm used to, but a fiction book that I saw and everybody was raving about it. So I thought I would wear The President, I'm not wearing this book, but I'm reading the book, The President Is Missing, and that's by James Patterson and Bill Clinton.
Oh.
And it's a big, long novel. I don't know, 45% of the way through. I'm sure I will have it finished way before Kyle even turns the page of his next book.
That's awesome. So
yeah, that's what's happening here.
Right. I'm currently wearing a Woo shirt, old school Woo. I was wearing, on top of this until like 20 minutes ago, I had some technical difficulties. It got really warm in the office. I was also, just out of courtesy for Kyle, I was wearing my WordCamp Ann Arbor speaker 2015 pullover. So, but I took that off. So just FYI, Kyle. Drinking water because I'm up to glass number two of the day. No, three, two, one, two. I'll go with two. This is number two. And I just started reading Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss. It's about negotiations and pricing. So checking that out. So.
Cool.
Yeah. Anything else? No, I guess that's it for that segment, really. So, hey, D Money. I'm going with D Money. Did you see that?
I see that.
Hey, D Money. Guess what time it is?
It is time to change my name.
It is. And it's questions time. That's right. You sent them in. We read them. We researched them. And now it's time to give you some options. You ready, D Money? D Money.
I'm ready. So,
what was that? Wait, I lost you.
You said that we are going to read the questions, but I don't think we're reading any questions.
And this time, you're right. This go around, this special episode with Dustin as the co-host, I'm actually going to play two questions, and both questions were sent in by our friend Kyle Maurer. So since he's on vacation, he recorded a handful of them. Some were good. Some were not so good.
Some of them were just a little on the windy side. They went on and on and on. It's like, why is this question a minute and a half?
Right. But, yeah. So the first one is very short, very sweet. And we'll start with this one. So here we go.
Yeah. All this Halloween candy. What's your guys' favorite Halloween candy?
Okay. Well. Some options, I suppose, are available here.
I think so. I mean, we're just past Halloween.
Right.
We just got rid of Halloween candy at 90% off at the local grocery store, and now it's full of Christmas candy, I noticed the other day.
It swaps out. It's the same stuff, different wrapper.
Yeah, where's the Thanksgiving candy?
What happened? And can I tell you real quick? So just so you know, at our local Harris Teeter, which is owned by Kroger, there is no Hanukkah candy. There's no Hanukkah gelts, none of the coins, nothing. My tribe has been misrepresented.
You should just stop shopping.
Stopping shopping there. That's it. Do you have a favorite?
I do. The circus peanuts. What's better than a banana-flavored orange shaped like a peanut when you can just take these unwrapped from a stranger? Like, what could be better than that? That is the first piece of candy that I go for.
Wow.
When it comes to those. And if you need a doorstop, those are, you know, you can use those as doorstops. You can use those circus peanuts for a lot of things. So that's why it's my number one choice.
Good option. Nice option. So I really try not to eat any because, as you and I both know, I mean, candy is just so bad for you. And you and I try to stay on the healthy side. You're a better, I think you follow paleo a little stronger than I do. I was at one point when we met, I was 80% paleo 20% of the time. No, sorry. I was 100% paleo 20% of the time. the other way around. Whatever. You guys will get it. 100% paleo, 80% of the time. That's the goal. Now I'm probably 100% paleo about 65% of the time. Okay, it's dropped a little bit, but it's okay. And although it tastes good, I just don't feel good after the fact. So I guess if I really had to, pick a favorite, it's a toss-up. Twix, Kit Kat, M&M's, Three Musketeers, What to McCall It, Milky Way, Hershey's Kisses, Snickers, Reese's Pieces, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I don't really have a favorite. So whatever's in the bin. Chocolate, peanut butter, I'm in.
So true.
It's...
At the top of my list is that Werther's. You know, the butterscotch
flavored
old people candy. You know, if it's, you know, if it's in the bottom of my bag, like that's the first thing that I'm going for.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. I just, what do you do with the candy that your kids got? Let's talk about that real quick.
Yeah. So we have, we've introduced another mythical character at our house, and this is called the Switch Witch. And the Switch Witch comes in and takes the bucket of candy, and, it disappears overnight, and the bucket is full of all kinds of new things. My daughter got a dress, and my son got a book, and just a few other things. And so they got to, my daughter's 4 and a half. Like I said, she got to eat one piece of candy, had a couple like gummy bears or some things like that. We don't do a lot of sugar at our house. So they did, so they got that. And then the next day she's like, oh, I have a new dress and I have this, and there's some fun little toys and whatnot. Yep. And so we felt like this year, since we didn't pass out any candy because we don't have a house, that we could splurge a little bit and buy them a few things. So,
nice. Yeah. We used to limit their candy to, it was like a piece per age of life kind of thing when they started trick or treating. And then until they got to about 10, and after that they got, you know, they got minimum 10, maybe 12, whatever it was. And now two of them don't even trick or treat. My youngest did go. He's 13. It's his last year doing that. But even when they were younger, the leftover candy, we would donate to the troops.
Yeah.
You know, the dentist would take it, give us a toothbrush in exchange, and then she would donate it to the troops. So that's how we balanced it. Yeah.
Awesome. And if you didn't hear it in my voice, those suggestions that I had were not my favorite. They were the least of the favorite of the holiday candy. But Reese's peanut butter cups are where I go. You can't get wrong with chocolate and peanut butter all mixed together. And so I always try to point Kenley, my daughter, into the way of, oh, you want to have that one. That one's really good. And I think she still has one Reese's cup left to eat. And the other thing is, like, we went to our new neighborhood to meet people. And since all of the families have young kids like us, like a lot of the parents had both parents were going with the kids. And so they just left a bucket of candy on the door. So we talked to them in the sidewalk, in the driveways, and then we would just skip their house because why take their candy that we're just going to throw away later?
Makes total sense. So, all right, moving on to question number two, also sent in by a Mr. Kyle Maurer. Here it is.
Are you guys able to dig through your old inbox archives and find tickets or emails from customers or clients which you can read at least in part on the show? And I'm talking about those messages which really made you want to flip your desk.
I love this. This is a great question.
And I have dozens.
Yeah, we all do. We all do. Yeah. Why don't you go first on this one?
I have a couple that I want to share. So one of the biggest ones, and this was back from, I had to look in the archives for this one, November 8th, 2013. So this was actually when I was on trial at Automatic. So I hadn't even started a full-time job yet. But someone replies on November 7th, 2013, I want, in all caps, my domain name to expire. Why isn't it expired yet?
That's awesome.
The reply by me, hi there. Your domain expired on November 6th, one day earlier. It will continue to work for a few weeks. Then it'll be unregistered and will no longer work. Please let me know if you have any additional questions. And then, so that was on November 8th, I replied. And then on December 12th, it says, hi, I would like to redeem this domain. It's been expired.
Same person the whole time.
Same person, yeah. It is hilarious.
That's fantastic. So, you want to share your other one, or you want to wait?
I've got a couple more. So, I'll do two more, and then you can go, and then I've got a couple more.
Okay.
So they're short. Yeah. I had one back in July of this past year, July 2018. I asked somebody in live chat, what version of WooCommerce are you using? And they were having all kinds of issues. And they replied back, version 1.1. At that point, I think we were at version 3.4. It'd been years. I mean, probably a good 8 years since 1.1 was around. And so I replied, oh, that's the reason. And that was on live chat. So that was pretty funny. And then another one is low expectations is kind of the title of the one. And it says, then again, why should I expect much? Let me start that over again. Then again, why should I expect much when you cannot even spell automatic correctly in reference to the email subject line? Because I only had one T.
Nice. Yeah. So I dug through mine. Well, I didn't have to dig. I just remembered immediately the the one that sticks out in my mind, and I knew you at this time, but it wasn't you, just, you know, you might remember this. I'm not going to say the person's name. I'm going to call her Jane. And this person had taken my class when I was teaching WordPress 101 back at the local adult school back in LA. And then they ended up hiring me to help them after the class was over. And she was a big fan of the show, I mean, of me, of my teaching and stuff, and just thought my ideas were fantastic. Anyway, we started working together, and I was charging like $40 an hour. And long story short, I designed 10 versions of her site. And then I also had to figure out membership for her with S2 member. She was like dead set sold. It had to be S2 member. I'm like, okay. And then she signed off on everything. That's comps, mockups, everything. She's like, great. And then within 8 hours of her signing off on this letter, on this email, she went and sends me a long email and went into this huge diatribe. And at the very end, she says two things, these two things. Number one, she pasted in a screen grab of the local energy company the site she liked. She goes, I want my site to look like this. Literally, I did 10 versions of the site, I mean, all these iterations, and then she signed off 8 hours earlier. And the second thing that really just threw me up for a loop, and you might recall this, she says, oh, and can you whip up a logo for the upper left-hand corner of my navigation bar? It was the whip up of the logo comment that made me want to flip my desk, honestly.
Right.
That, my friend, got me. I mean, honestly, I'm pretty sure I told you about it. I then shared this with Ellen. I was like on a rant, and I started to write back immediately. And Ellen's like, don't write back right now. Take a breath. And then I wrote back my email, but in Microsoft Word, because I didn't want to accidentally send it, because it had a ton of bad words in it. And then I wrote a nicer version of the email in a professional way the next day. And I said, and I just was very direct. And I said, I think now, Jane, would be a good time that we stop working together. You know, as simple as that. Just, yeah, after all this work, weeks of work and back and forth, and for not a whole lot of money back then,
right,
6-7 years ago, and then to say, here's what I want my site to look like. I'm like, really? Could have started with that.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And whip up a logo.
Yeah, logos are just whipped up.
Easy peasy. I mean, the Nike swoosh, that's what I do. Oh my God. You got one more?
I got two more. And so this one, you know, just kind of makes your head bleed when they say, it says logging into WordPress or the WP admin's easy peasy. So open the homepage, then go to the URL box at the top page, hit the backspace as if you're erasing it, move the cursor to the right, to the right of the box, and then hit the cursor in order to erase the blue. Then add WP admin and hit the cursor. The dashboard opens up. Easy, right? That's the easy peasy. And then my last one that just like, oh, geez, you know, this one is just a reply to some sort of ticket. I don't know if it was. I think the question was something about, can I pay? How can I pay? And we answered, you can only pay on WooCommerce.com. You can only pay with Stripe you got to have a credit card and use Stripe to use. And it says, they replied and said, your service stinks, all capitals. The only way to pay a bill? That's the only way to pay a bill? That's nuts. Can't talk to anybody on the phone either. Can't pay by check. How stupid. Look like you went back to the Stone Ages. Sent from Yahoo Mail on Android. And so he's just talking about how he can't pay with a check. How are you going to pay for your website with a check? And then that's the Stone Age, my friend. Not that you can't not pay with a check. So
I got to say, last week I went to an event at the high school, and we were supposed to pay to get in to walk our daughter on the field as senior appreciation night, and we'd had no cash. Who carries cash? But they said, well, it's cash or check. I'm like, excuse me? So yeah, we didn't pay. We just walked around to the other fence and we got in for free.
I do have a funny story about, do you have a check? And it was one time when I was traveling on the interstate or the toll road, and I got to the Indiana-Ohio border. I was going up to Michigan for work, and I got there and they said, you have to pay a toll. And I gave them my credit card, and they're like, sorry, we don't have a credit card machine here. Like, who doesn't have that? And they're like, you can pay with cash or check. And I'm like, you think I have a check in my backpack? Like, what's going on here? And so it turns out I couldn't pay. I got in what did I call it? I call it toll booth jail. They wrote a note and something that I had to pay when I came back through later that day. So I made sure I stopped by the ATM so I had plenty of cash to pay my fine.
You're fine. Yeah. The usage of the road. Yeah. Pay, make it easier for people to take money. I always tell people that's the, and here's the thing. Here's an option for those who have frustrating interactions with clients. I just want to give one option here. Take a breath. Just the option one, take a breath. Step away, compose yourself, and then fire the client.
I think, too, it's important that I had one of these interactions the other day that somebody had, they had asked back in June to turn off the auto subscription for their service. So like with WooCommerce.com, everything renews once every year. And so they specifically said, I don't want to renew this plugin and this plugin. And so I turned that off. But they didn't mention the last one. And so then they said, are you sure that everything is turned off? And I didn't notice that, you know, like, yes, the ones that I turned off were turned off. I didn't notice they had one additional ones. Now, they were replying to us 6 months after the charge had happened. And it was kind of like infuriating, like, no, we can't do that. Like, and I was like, I don't know if it'll actually work or not, but I'll hit the refund button and see what happens. But I had very long responses typed out, and I was like, that's not quite right. I'm like Adam said, like, take a little bit of time, erase it. Then I realized it was actually us that made the mistake, and that we could go ahead and fix it. So that's something to think about.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, we're all human. That's the thing, right? So. Okay, so that's it for the questions. We're going to move on to the segment. The segment is...
It's time for the personal question.
Sounds very serious, doesn't it?
Very ominous.
Very ominous. I love that. All right, so I have two for you, but I'm going to just give you the one. But I didn't know which one I want to ask you. I think I'm going to go with my second question for the one. All right, so I'm going to go first here. You, Mr. Hartzler, have an engineering degree, EE, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so for those who don't know, it's electrical engineering. And now you work for Automattic in support, okay, for WordPress. So the question is, if by chance you couldn't do either one of those two things, you were not allowed to use your background in engineering, and you had to leave the WordPress industry, what would you do?
Dun, dun, dun.
What's another career choice that you thought you'd be interested in doing before you picked the engineering education and Automattic, you know, the WordPress work world that you went into?
Yeah, that's really challenging because when I was an engineer, I was like, I wish I went the web development route. And then now that I'm in the web development route, I was like, I probably would have went electrical engineering, you know, because that's kind of like my mindset. But now that you say that, if I could change my field and do it again, as much as this building process has been a big pain point, I would love to do that and be around construction.
Interesting.
So whether that be like a project manager helping to get the subs in. The problem is I don't really like talking on the phone, and you got to call the subs all the time, say, where are you? So that might be a little bit of a pain point. But maybe like in the, I don't know, something along those lines, whether that be a trade of, you know, building decks, you know, for, you know, people or whatnot. I don't know. I think something in that type of space.
Are you handy?
I am pretty handy. Yeah. I've been looking. Last night was I spent a little bit of time trying to figure out how I was going to build some. I was going to build a entryway into our mudroom with benches and hooks and stuff. And I was just trying to see like how difficult that would be. We're going to put a couple cabinets in this mudroom and put a sink in. And so I'm going to do some of that plumbing and whatnot. And so, yeah, I would say that I'm handy. I would say that I got a lot of skills from my father, who's an auto mechanic. Mm-hmm. And I know nothing about cars, but I know a lot about a bunch of other things. And so that's. That's, I think, where I would go.
Interesting. Very cool. Yeah, I always like the idea of, I mean, sometimes I get tired of what we do. We push pixels, right, with ones and zeros and, you know, just code one thing. Or when I was doing photography, it was just more digital manipulation versus having a physical product at the end of the day, like, you know, build furniture, build a chair. I like that concept, but, yeah, I don't have
a
shop.
The hard part for me is I'm kind of a perfectionist, mm-hmm. and want to make sure that things are perfect. And in the digital space, you can change things very, very easily. Mm-hmm. But if you don't like the way that brick is, you know, 2/3 of the way up your wall, like that's a real big pain in the rear to try to change out.
Right. That's not going to happen. Right. Yeah. All right. What do you got for me?
It is a secret. Oh, no. I guess I have to actually ask a question.
Yes.
So what has been one of the most beneficial things from moving your family all the way from California to where you live now? North Carolina. So what is like one of those things when you sit back and like, yes, it was a pain. Yes, it cost a lot of money. Yes, this, yes, that. But what in your head says, hey, this was worth it?
Easy answer. Same time zone as you and Kyle.
Oh, perfect.
Even though I ask Kyle all the time, hey, what time is it there? It's our ongoing joke. That's a good question. What is the one thing? Like one thing? Well, the overall cost is less. I mean, our rent is less, first and foremost, you know, by like $500 right off the bat. So that's a huge difference. Utilities across the board, everything is less. Gasoline, you know. I also do enjoy seasons. I really do. I mean, right now, I like the fact that fall is fall and, you know, it's cold. It's, you know, it's in this right now, it's literally 44 degrees outside. we get a lot of rain. It's green when it was summertime. I didn't like the humidity. No one likes humidity, but it's part of it. It's not that long. It's 2.5-3 months tops. You know, it's a season, you know?
Yeah.
So, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I just, overall, I like it a lot. I miss Southern California for, it's kind of where I'm from. I miss some of my family and I miss a bunch of my friends. Not all of both sets. but I do miss the community out there that I helped build, you know, the WordPress community. I do miss that a lot. Here, it's slow going, slow growth. I mean, you know, I'm a part of it in Raleigh, but it's not the same because I was there for so long, obviously.
Sure.
I've only been here for a little over a year. It seems like a lot longer, one aspect. But overall cost, there's a big cost savings. Once we get out of this little bit of a hole, it'll be fantastic. It'll be fantastic.
Once you win that bazillion-dollar lottery, then you'll be fantastic.
The bazillion-dollar. Actually, there's a house I just saw. Did I send you the link on that house?
You've sent me some links.
Yeah, it was small. It was like 15 acres, $9.4 million, you know.
Just small when you have a bazillion dollars.
Right, absolutely. So anyway, I see you updated the notes there. Good. So, hey, before we go, I just wanted to do one last thing here. Kyle did send in a song because he was a little concerned about how the show may go. So let's just play this for you.
Dustin. I'm begging of you, please don't take the show. Dustin, please don't take my show. Your humor is beyond compare. You have a perfect head of hair, and I cannot compete with you, Dustin. On WordPress, you know everything. In podcasting, you are the king. But you don't know what this show means to me, Dustin. Dustin. Begging of you, please don't take my show. Dustin. Please don't take away my show.
Wow.
Yeah. He was very nervous.
Clearly. He spent all that time. I'm really honored. I don't think that anybody has written a song about me and my knowledge base about podcasting and about WordPress.
Yeah.
But it was a pleasure to be on and be able to fill the void in your ear holes this week while Kyle was out traveling around, seeing probably beautiful things and different seasons and those types of things. And it was good that the time zones and everything worked out for me and Adam to be able to record the show. Thanks so much for listening. And if you have any questions, you know, you can email them right over to Dustin at yourwebsiteindustry.com.
Wait a minute.
Sorry. That's not what this says. It says at questions at getoptionpodcast.com, or you can use the SpeakPipe functionality on the website to record and send over a message. Right. And I know that Kyle's got lots of questions queued up. And if you don't send in those questions, we will be forced to play those on an upcoming show and boot Kyle off of his own show.
Please do not let me use more of those questions from Kyle. That's just there. Some of them are just not good. Anyway, you can also find us all online, Twitter primarily at get_options. Dustin, you're over at Dustin Hartzler. I'm at Hey Adam Silver. We're on SoundCloud.
Say goodbye, Dustin.
No, it's just like goodbye, Dustin.
Oh, goodbye, Dustin.